it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. First, I want to wish everyone a very happy new year. You know, I'm not one to come up with resolutions each January 1st. Instead, I tend to get a wild hair in the middle of the year and decide to tackle something. For instance, at the end of last August, I decided, from seemingly out of nowhere, that I would walk 30 minutes every day for 30 days. Now, these weren't leisurely strolls, but fast-paced strides up and down our neighborhood hills to get my heart pumping. Through sun, 3 full days of rain, and an early snow, I succeeded. And I went far beyond my 30 days, and I continue to get out for my 30-minute walk on most days, all because I made a decision. Now, my decision had motive behind it, and this is something that we cover in the blast-off class, which I'll mention in a minute. I was motivated to stop feeling so sluggish, to lose a few pounds, and to create a healthy habit that I could honor anywhere I was. Are there decisions that you need to make for 2010? What's your motive? I have some suggestions for you in today's podcast. Decide what your year will look like. Decide that each day will be a good day and that you'll be in a good mood. That's right, you can decide that you're going to be in a good mood. Decide that you'll sing, smile, laugh, and dance more often. Decide to make this a rewarding year filled with people and things that you love. Decide to set boundaries around your studio time. The discipline of a studio practice is what makes you a professional. Decide to try a different color, experiment with a new media, or open yourself up to art that is different from your own. Decide to be supportive of all artists in your community. Decide to set boundaries around your personal time. You can't be a vibrant artist if you don't take care of yourself. Decide to understand what is in the food you're eating and how it affects your well-being. Decide to avoid things that upset your well-being. Decide to exercise regularly. Decide to set boundaries around your business time. If you seek to make a living from your art, you must take the planning, marketing, and promotion seriously. You must also pay attention to finances and other less sexy business matters like insurance. Decide to use your contact list on a regular basis, whether this means picking up the phone, sending an email, or writing a personal note that needs a stamp to reach the recipient. Decide to explore how social media like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter can help you network with potential buyers and collectors. After all, there must be something to social media if everyone's using it. Decide that you'll learn more about this business stuff that you've been trying to ignore. Decide to make the most of the time you have and to stop whining about the time you don't have. Along the same lines, decide to say no to those things that are not important to you or that get in the way of what you want to be. Last but not least, decide to take risks. You know that few people ever reach their full potential without stepping out of their comfort zones. Final word, decide how you will show up in the new year. Choose the decisions that resonate with you, write them down, and post them in a highly visible place. I have decided that I will ... At the same time, understand your motives for the decisions. Why did you make these decisions? There must be reasons. Decisions, goals, and motives are all part of my blast-off class. The New Year blast-off class begins January 6th. Just go to artbizcoach.com and click on classes for more information. I hope you'll think about joining us. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.